It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
At the end of January, USDA released their monthly crop progress, crop condition ratings report. Of course, right now, all we're looking at is the winter wheat crop ratings as that gets updated on a monthly basis in most of the states at this time frame. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about those numbers.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Most states are reporting their crop progress for winter wheat on a monthly basis right now, mainly due to the crop being in dormancy. And it's a way to keep track of just how the wheat is progressing throughout the winter as it's in dormancy. Last we did see those numbers updated at the end of January, and surprisingly enough, we did see the crop improve slightly in some states. It took a pretty big hit in some other states, but looking at the numbers, Colorado's winter wheat crop actually dropped 13% good to excellent to now be rated at 57% good to excellent. Illinois dropped 4% to 65% good to excellent. Kansas's crop actually improved 3% to now be 50% good to excellent. Montana's improved sharply. That was up 29% to 71% good to excellent. Over in Nebraska, we saw the crop drop by 2% to 25% good, while North Carolina saw a pretty big hit. That crop dropped 17% to 56% good to excellent. Looking at Oklahoma, they dropped a whopping 27% to 40% good to excellent. South Dakota's improved by 3% to 25% good. And Texas's crop dropped 5% to 37% good to excellent. Overall, though, we did see more states improve than decrease. There were some major changes in some of the states, but that's likely due to winter kill that we saw in the eastern seaboard states because of the wintry weather that they saw in mid-January. And all that came in to cause a little bit of deterioration for the crop. But at this point, it does, with Kansas improving, it does look like the crop will overall improve for the month of January. We still have February to go, and then the crop starts coming out of dormancy in March, and that will be the true tell of what happens to the winter wheat crop.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.